Yeah. Alex and Devin.
Doesn't play it back.
Doesn't have a speaker.
Alex and Devin. Alex and Devin.
Yeah.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we have three-peat guest Ron Bauman of the Tortuga Twins. We talk about conspiracy theories.
Ooh, they're out to get you.
We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover. I am joined, as always, by my husband, Nick Glover.
Hey!
And Tim Wick.
Not her husband.
Not my husband,
thankfully.
Tim Wick. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
Why does everybody say that when I bring that up? It's like...
Yeah.
Even my own wife, if I said I was not her husband, would probably be like, thank God.
Yeah. She'd be like, I wish.
Yeah.
Well, it's nothing to do with the way you are. And our guest is Ron Bauman.
Yay!
And I am Tim Wick's husband.
Yay!
Our first ever third time guest.
Yeah, three-peat.
Yeah,
three-peat.
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds dirtier than I thought.
Hat-trick.
Hat-trick. Yeah. I went to a hockey game twice. I went to a hockey game twice.
Wow, sports references on this podcast.
Yeah.
We're branching out.
That's pretty remarkable.
I think hat-trick is the most like niche sports term I know. Like out of any sports term, like field goal, point score. Yeah, I think
what is that?
That's all sports.
That's all sports.
Hooray for our side!
I love all sports.
All sports. That's a Chinese spice, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's just we do a little bit of everything. It's kind of like Calvin Ball. It's all sports.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ron Bauman is back with us. Scaramouche of Tortuga fame.
Hi, everybody.
And we are recording from the luxurious trailer studios at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival campground.
Yes.
And we got harassed by some parking teens.
it was
an epic tale.
We can leave it at multi teenagers. And douchebaggery in the dark.
I really wanted somebody to say Nazi so we could go and therefore Hitler.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. We don't have to have that.
Anyway, so we're here to talk about conspiracy theories. Really dig into some. And Tim and Nick and I did a panel, an improv panel about conspiracy theories at Convergence that was super fun.
I wish we had audio of it.
People keep coming up to me.
Fest didn't get audio? I thought, oh man.
People keep coming up to me and saying things from that, and I should remember. A woman came up and she was like, I saw you at Convergence. Don't worry, I'm not drinking water.
I
do not remember.
I mean, it was an hour long improv game.
Yeah.
And we were going every which way and finally letting the audience come. All I remember is at some point I managed, and I've mentioned this before, but it's the only thing that I remember from the panel, was that I got to the point that Monsanto is planting frozen heads of Walt Disney.
Yeah.
To grow
Walt Disney's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember the moon was hollow.
Yes.
And that's what the lizard people use to grow dinosaurs because, like, we're mammals and we eat mammal cows. Mm-hmm. Lizard people would eat lizards.
That's why the dinosaurs are gone. Yeah.
And so the dinosaurs were taken to the inside of the moon where they graze on... Yeah.
What's funny is those aren't nearly as ridiculous
as real conspiracy theories. Yeah.
I'm discovering I have a bit of a problem here. I've gotten so used to listening to you guys while I'm in the car that I'm feeling compelled to just listen to you guys.
Which is going
to make a horrible, horrible contribution on my part.
I don't know. When I listen to our podcast, we talk way more than our guests anyway. So
part of the joy.
It's three of us.
Well, I reminded Tim before I started because I listened to my two from before. And it's like, God, I talk really intensely. Entirely too fast. Tim, tell me to slow down. But now I remember why I talk fast. I have to.
To get in a word.
There you go. I'm fine with it. It's fine with that. So what's your the one conspiracy theory that sticks in your craw the most?
That I think is hilarious or that bothers me? That really gets my goat.
We're going to get to both.
I'm going to say... The vaccines causing autism thing is making me insane.
That's pretty bad.
And a big part of it is I have Asperger's, and to have someone risk bringing back polio so that their kid won't end up like me is a little insulting. And makes me feel a little shitty. I'm not gonna lie. So that kind, and also it's not true. So
you know, there's that little fact.
But even if it were, It's not yeah. that bad, guys.
Well, Tim covered in his shit to piss me off the anti-vax church that yes. had the measles yeah. outbreak.
Yes.
And God, I don't believe in God, but if there was one, man, that's a sense of humor. Right? That's yeah. a God I could get behind.
If that guy was real, I'd totally get
that's
it.
Some like ironic that. Karma, like yeah. monkey paw fate. That's what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's
a nice try, asshole.
Or natural selection.
Don't I wish. But I put... Facebook, as much as I love it, especially if you're on the road as much as I am, it's a great way of having a neighborhood that spans the entire United States. As much as I love Facebook,
yeah.
it is such a cesspool for bad ideas and
disinformation.
You know, and so I put this post up because it was amusing to me. And then somebody jumped on and weighed in with a, well, yeah, I guess you have to make a choice, either measles or autism. And I was like, shink, shink, whoop, as a gun's motherfucker, no, blah, 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 you know? And I just gunned this woman down. It's like, where is this coming from? And yeah. I start laying out science and everything. And Heather, my wife, is like, Ron, are you coming to bed? No, it's funny, I can't. There's somebody wrong on the internet. I must answer this.
Oh, yeah, the back stuff, yeah.
I've had people tell me, okay, so they're like, they're like, that's fine. That doctor's study and everything and all this is based off of, yeah, okay, he's never admitted that he falsified data, but they proved he did, but he's never admitted it. And it's like, all right. Like, but they also can't prove that vaccines don't cause autism.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, they
but no,
kind
see,
of can.
And then they say, and then this guy says, in fact, the Amish, they don't vaccinate their children and there's a lower instance of autism there. I'm like, well, there's a lower diagnosis rate, but also by that logic, I could say the Amish don't use zippers. Did you guys know zippers cause autism?
Cell phones cause autism because Amish yeah. people never use cell phones.
Literally every person I've ever known who's had autism has used a zipper at some point in their life. So I'm just saying.
Well, my two questions on the Amish rate is, okay, clearly it's diagnosed less because it's a spectrum disease and they're not paying as attention.
Right.
But second, there's a very strong genetic component, it looks like.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And that's a kind of a self-selected pool,
yeah.
largely.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm sorry, that's science. We're not talking.
There's not a lot of there's not a lot of genetic diversity in the Amish. They're, you know, Dutch, German,
white people.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
I actually had somebody who was on either a GMO conspiracy kick somebody started off with a, remember when all food was natural?
Oh Christ!
And I was like, remember when all water was, you know, filled with bacteria and we all shit in ditches? And they did not like that. You know,
is that yours, GMO stuff? Is that
all
something
of it.
That's
yeah. all of it. Yeah. This person then went on to comment, well, what has Western medicine ever cured? Western medicine's never cured anything. I'm like, put the brakes on, bitch. Smallpox, polio, every infection ever, thank God, to antibiotics.
Within another 10 years, malaria.
You know, yeah.
AIDS. You know, like, we're right on the brink of AIDS.
So
what is Eastern medicine ever cured? You know?
Nothing.
What is chiropractic ever cured? You know?
Nothing that placebo hasn't.
Like, precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, GMO... it bothers me because people that are anti-GMO are really anti-Monsanto.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They're like evil megacorp. I can buy it.
I'm with you.
But like, GMO is like a technology. That's like saying, I don't like electricity. and so...
It's like, let's all go out and bind ourselves some natural bananas and eat some.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But yeah. I really, really dislike 9/11 truthers. That conspiracy...
That's really...
I've never considered myself very emotionally invested in that tragedy. And, like, I slept through most of it. My mom called me from work to wake me up to tell me to flip on the news. And my response was like, meh, sleeping. And I remember my work being very dispassionate about it. And I wasn't particularly affected. That said, the fucking conspiracy theory people that say it was a false flag attack or perpetrated by the Jews or whatever.
The Jews.
But that really fucking bothers me. That is a conspiracy theory I hate.
Absolutely everybody knows it was the Lutherans who took down 9/11.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I got into a huge, again, Facebook argument with a guy, and he's, I can only use this word advisedly, rabidly pro 9/11 conspiracy theory,
man.
The whole thing. He at least admitted that there were planes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Planes existed.
But no, because there were people who will say that the planes were
there are people
missiles.
Who say it's doctored.
You know, missiles doctored, whatever the case is, you know. He was on the fence as to whether there were actually the 19 terrorists who were on board those planes, and then stalled and moved the goalposts on whether there were actually any passengers on the plane, regardless of DNA evidence, okay? He was willing to admit that Bush was not behind the whole thing, but clearly people in the government were.
And so he's pretty level-headed.
For a truther.
Yeah. Well, so... Because I threw caution to the winds and said, look, you know, I want to approach this open. Look, let's back up to GMO for a second. We'll come back to this one.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is very, very anti-GMO, which is anti-science, you know, mm-hmm. anti-Monsanto. I'm actually anti-Monsanto.
Sure.
I'm anti a couple of things. Though it turns out one of the things I thought Monsanto was... Slow down, Ron. One of the things I thought Monsanto was guilty of, they are not, you know, which is the whole legacy seeds and, you know, you can't, you know, plant, you know.
Yeah. Terminator seeds.
Yep. Seeds, thank you. And then it turns out that wasn't true. They just sue you instead.
You got to be really careful about any of that stuff. I just to back up for a second, when I write my shit that pissed me off block, I really try to research. If I find an article, I'm like, oh man, this is messed up. I'm like, all right, well let's try and find a corroborating piece.
It's
seldom
that I check up your facts and I'm not.
I've been caught. And when I'm caught, I'm like, mea culpa.
Edit right away.
That's what you have to do. I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Even the people who are on my side of the argument, I research. Yeah. So back to that.
Just fairness. Yeah.
But I'm open to being convinced on GMO. I'm open to being convinced. Show me your best evidence. I'm still waiting. Okay.
Well, it's
But I presented 9/11 to this conspiracy friend of mine. That, okay, give me your best evidence. Give me your single best piece of evidence. Let's take it from there. Okay, because I'm fairly certain, but I'll at least entertain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the best thing he could come up with, the single best thing he could come up with, was this tiny little report that said the shear bolts were wrong, and this was wrong, and this wouldn't have worked, and these plates didn't fit on it.
Oh,
I'm like, that's it. Oh, and that proves that there were explosives. No.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
No.
It proves that you found an anomaly.
Yeah.
Where was this paper published? Oh, it was published in a peer-reviewed journal. Oh, okay. That gives it some more validity.
Mm-hmm.
What peer-reviewed journal? Oh, the Journal of 9/11 Truth? Stop.
Wait a minute.
I went back, and I go, okay, look, without even trying, here's this, and I'm laying out source, peer-reviewed, you know. He's convinced that the Popular Mechanics article, because it was owned by Hearst Publishing, was clearly bought off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So any of the peer-reviewed articles, the one that said, for example, that the largest demolition ever, which was only two-thirds of the size of the smallest of the buildings that came down that day, that took 48 days to do it with three shifts. But that didn't mean anything, even though it was a completely independent journal about blowing buildings up. You know. And I finally sat him down and I go, okay, so stop. I asked you to give me your best evidence, and you gave me this fluff that's not supported. What can I give you? And everything I give you, shut down. What can I present to you that you'll accept? Well, there's really nothing.
Yeah.
Then why are we talking?
Yeah.
Why are we talking?
And that's why I don't discuss religion with people.
Well, that's the problem with conspiracy theorists in general, is that they are so
invested.
I mean, they're invested in the conspiracy to the point that there is literally no evidence that you can present to them
because they'll look stupid.
That will prove to them that they're wrong.
Did you read any of you guys read the Cracked article on the 9/11 conspiracy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was
David Wong, wasn't it?
Probably Wong.
Yeah.
And it talked about how what the budget it was to buy off the people. You know, even assuming that you could buy off killing somebody's son.
Right.
Was over the gross domestic product, you know, and it's like and this guy threw that entire article away, threw everything that was said in that article away. And it's, charmingly enough, I mentioned something else. I read an article again in Cracked about 9 reasons why the world seems worse than it really is.
Yeah, I saw that.
Great article, nicely written. Yay, Cracked.
Yeah.
And I, just for fun, I tagged him and actually one of my members, my blue team, who's kind of a follower of his craziness. I'm very interested in what you guys will see. And both of them came up with, oh, yeah, it's just white guy privilege and saying this, and the world really is bad, and they think it's not bad. And I go, thank you for confirming my suppositions about you.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Yeah.
And
GMO, like, I've been in a few arguments about GMO and with people that are just like, oh, it's bad by nature. And it's like, funny you say by nature, because... most GMO is like done with exposure to lights to increase the rate of cellular mutation. And then they observe those mutations and just selectively pick the ones that work well. And it, all it is controlled, rapid evolution.
Yeah. Unnatural selection.
Unnatural selection. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Good. And people are like, well, you know, that's wrong still.
It's
like,
Frankenfood.
Well, what about domesticating animals?
Right.
It's the exact same thing, only on a larger scale. Yep.
What
about dog breeds, for that matter?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't like dogs.
The specialization of animals in general.
Right. What about when they do it with fruit? Like, we have pluots, which are plums and apricot hybrids. That's a GMO, technically. Well, I mean,
Honeycrisps. In Minnesota,
pretty much every freaking
apple.
Pretty much any edible fruit.
Yeah,
I mean,
look at for its size and color.
Look at what the banana is, as opposed to what the banana was.
You know, it's proof that there's a God. You know.
Thank you, Miss Kirk Cameron.
No, I'm with you, and I think what's frustrating to me is you get the people that are. I have some friends who are very well balanced, and they're on this. Why won't they label, you know, our things GMO and 11 food ingredients that are banned everywhere but the United States?
Did you see the takedown of that article?
Yes,
too?
I did. It was great.
Great. It's like, we should here link to someone these. Who doesn't understand science.
But it's what bothers me is a lot of times it just ends up being devolved into, oh no, chemicals.
Everything is chemicals, bitch.
Yeah, everything is Yeah, it just makes, yeah.
Well, in food and GMO, Toxins. Oh, we're going to get to that in just a second. In food and GMO and all that, you have a perfect storm of don't trust science, which is absurd, the naturalistic fallacy that anything natural is therefore better, and people are being crazy about fads. Like, if one more person who doesn't have celiac disease comes up to me and says, I'm not doing gluten right now, I just might punch him in the junk. I just might punch them right the fuck in the junk. And then I had somebody come up to me recently, and they did it in front of Ricky. Now, Ricky has been a purveyor of woo in the past and has now come along a whole lot.
Yeah.
And they were in front of Ricky. He goes, hey, I wanted to ask you about this detox program. And Ricky just turned to me and goes, go. And I'm like,
toxins.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm starting gunning them down. And so basically what I tell people is if it says it boosts your immune system and health, or if it says it detoxes, just assume that it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because those are semantically null terms. They mean nothing.
Now here's an... Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you been to the Science Museum in Minnesota?
Not yet. I'm sorry.
So, okay, while you're in town sometime, if you got a day off, the Science Museum of Minnesota on the top floor has an entire section devoted to quackery.
And it's a great place to take your daughter, too.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Including...
He just did tell you this.
Including they have... they have tests.
Make a date with me.
Make a date
with me next year. And they
you get to pick... there's like... Okay, there's these like six main things, these six main red flags that mean you might be talking to someone who's a quack, or they're trying to sell you on something. And they're like... Some of them are logical fallacies, like appeal to authority and stuff like that. And so... Then you go over to the station where you and the other players, up to four, I think, are shown videos for infomercials, essentially, for different products. And you have to pick which form of communication they're using to determine they're a quack. And stuff like that. Stuff like removes toxins.
Oh.
Stuff like improves the immune system.
In quackery news, guess who just went to jail?
Who?
Kevin Trudeau.
I don't know.
Infomercial guy.
Infomercial guy and medical secrets they don't want you to know about.
A hologram bracelets?
No. He's the one who he was selling products, and the FCC said, you can't. You are bad. So he was selling books because they couldn't ban him from selling books. And even his book claims is infomercials. He was banned from making infomercials for like 90 years.
Wow.
Fact check that. I don't know the exact
date.
And then he's going through some other stuff, including a bankruptcy, because he got bankrupt from his own chicanery.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they was like spending money like crazy out of that bankruptcy account, and they put him in jail for that. I'm like,
couldn't happen to a nicer dick stain. There's so much money in quackery.
Yeah.
It's so unfair.
That it just keeps going. Does that's the sad thing about it.
Does it make you sad?
It makes me really angry.
I've had conversations, and this all circles around to basically the same thing, and we've wandered a bit afield of the conspiracy theory, but I've had a person tell me that quackery, well, you know, the placebo effect, at least it does some good, or it makes them feels like it's working, or what's the harm when John Edward tells you that I spoke with your mother?
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking liar.
Because he's making money off you.
Advantage of your fucking
pain. And because he's making money off you. Because
he's sullying the memory. But I've had people defend that piece of crap as well.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I haven't even got to talk about my conspiracy. I was going to say,
what is yours? It
pisses me off. Which is birthers.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The thing is, not only is it bullshit, and not only has it been proven to be bullshit over and over again, but the fact is it's completely racist.
Nobody
racist. Would be questioning if our president was an American if he was a white guy.
That's true. And, right.
I think with birthers comes, you know, the people saying that he's Muslim as well. I mean...
It's like the... I mean, they recently crowned Miss America.
Oh, my God.
Miss America, who's an Asian Indian.
Yeah.
And... immediately, Twitter goes nuts with talking about, you know,
terrorist,
I can't believe
Arab,
they crowned an Arab.
So close to 9/11, not cool TV.
Our country's so stupid we can't even get our racial stereotypes right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so, it's just...
Because everybody knows those Arabs love watermelon.
Because people will, in one hand, say that we are a post-racist society.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, say... Obama's not really an American. They don't understand. They don't see the disconnect in that statement.
Would the Tea Party exist at all? Were Obama white?
No.
I really don't think so.
Not in this. I mean, I don't know if it existed before he took office in some capacity.
There wouldn't be as many racists. It wouldn't be
the fucking legitimate political force that it is.
I think more to the point, it wouldn't be the television show that it is, because that's why it's getting so much attention, is because it's got a lot of loudmouth, bigoted
hats,
terrible writing, ridiculous signs, and when you, like we've learned with Westboro, when you give something attention to make fun of it, you're still giving it attention.
Exactly.
And so all the people that put video of the misspelled Tea Party sign and brought attention to the fact that they're being racist just fed the machine and made other racists go, hey, I like those guys. Like, they got the right idea. I'm going to join me up the Tea Party. And yes, I am saying that on purpose because they're dumb. That's how they talk.
Oh, I get it.
They talk like that. That was intentional.
That's how dumb people talk, everybody.
Is there a conspiracy theory that you give a second glance to?
Like almost on the verge of being convinced by...
Or at least have questions.
Or...
The only one I've ever really given any kind of second glance to is the Kennedy assassination.
Not because I think
it was a conspiracy, but because I think it is possible that there was more than one person shooting at Kennedy that day, which is different than saying that they were doing it together. I believe Harvey Oswald acted alone.
I genuinely do think, and not in a crazy way, but like... if someone was to put a gun to my head and say, do you think that someone paid Lee Harvey Oswald to shoot the president who was connected to the government, somehow I'd say yes. Because I do think that somehow I've read a lot of really interesting books that were not like my... There's a comic it's an illustrated book called like The Big Book of Conspiracies. And it's actually, it's all got footnotes and facts and it's all like interesting things.
It is
cherry picking, absolutely. But it's enough to make me go... And it's enough to make me think that since back then, it was a lot easier to cover shit up because there was no age of transparency, no age of information.
Right.
That's the only reason.
First off, I think we can all agree that we never really went to the moon. here's my question.
That's the most ridiculous
one. If you were to see Oliver Stone's film today, today at our age, if the Kennedy assassination and you were to be presented all that information today... I suspect you probably wouldn't give it another glance.
I've never seen it.
Seen the movie.
Oh, see, it's fun.
I've seen it.
And it'll make you stop and go, huh. In the end, it's easy to take apart. And because I was on the fence on the JFK assassination, and I did some further research and everything. And it's like, oh, no, it all kind of falls apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when I first got all that information, it was the same time as I was looking into the Bermuda Triangle and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you're a young man, and you're exploring the world and finding out, you know, there's a spark plug that's cast in a rock somewhere, and it's been, you know, how'd that happen? And the Nazca lines and the whole kit, you know, I was a lot more credulous. As
Von Danikinism, yay.
Yeah, baby,
I can't think if there's any that I kind of believe in or kind of buy into, but there's some that I really wish were credible or had something to them, because it would mean the world is a more awesome place. like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, or
definitely want Nessie.
Like cryptozoology. Yeah. Like, that's a good point. Wish there was like a chupacabra. I wish there was a Mothman. I wish there was.
I like Nessie.
Nessie.
Yeah, all the fantastic shit. Like,
I take it back. Like, that's the one I can believe more than Kennedy. I believed in Nessie for a long time as a kid.
I got you a shirt for it.
I visited Loch Ness when I was in Scotland. Yeah,
I drank some of Loch Ness.
Wow.
I fucked the Loch Ness monster. I felt one of.
I am the Loch Ness monster.
Awesome. All right.
You know, before we do five questions, I'm sorry. There was one thing that Ron and I were talking about earlier that I do think is important because, you know, I talked about the fact that, you know, on one hand, 9/11 truthers, you know, who cares? They aren't really hurting anybody by doing it. Mm. And Ron, you had a point about a lot of these conspiracies in that they do hurt.
I believe
here's a very specific point. Richard Clark, who was the head of the anti-terrorism
task force
came out with a book right after 9/11. And he said, and he was in the room, Rumsfeld and Bush comes to him the day of, a day after the attack, and goes, pin this on Iraq. I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially, pin this on Iraq. Okay? They did some research. There's absolutely nothing to connect this with Iraq.
Of course not.
And we rushed a war anyway with Iraq.
Well, yeah.
And the evidence was conflated to make it seem like Iraq was somehow involved.
That's Saudi Arabia more than anyone.
That is, by definition, a conspiracy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, because you get people who are going 9/11 conspiracy and planes weren't really there, it was a missile into the Pentagon. Now we discard all of them.
Yeah.
Now you go to Joe on the street, and if anyone says out loud they believe in 9/11 conspiracy, Joe on the street will probably go, "Oh, poor them," or they might go, "Oh, maybe," but most of them go, "Oh, poor them,"
or gross. Right. Yeah.
So now you're allowed to take the crackpot brush and paint it over everyone, including the actual fucking conspiracy that Richard Clark, who was in the room, said, guys, why aren't we paying attention to this?
Now we hose you down with rum. See who will believe you then.
Exactly.
That's a war crime that happened.
Yeah.
I want heads to roll, preferably Bush and Cheney.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll never happen.
War criminals.
War criminals. Look at the outrage about the guy who was maybe a Nazi that they found living in St. Paul or whatever. Yeah. It was like,
you may not have heard about that.
Yeah, there was this like 95-year-old guy that they uncovered very well may have been in the SS. And it's like, people were freaking the fuck out. They were just like harming their house. They were picketing and things, getting Nazi out. And it's like, no, he probably wasn't even nearly as big of a war criminal as Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney. Yeah. I mean, really? And yet we're, Nazis. Brood.
And we don't even know.
They weren't even killing us. These guys were killing us.
I'm really, really comfortable with my own mortality. But one of the things they said in JFK was the prosecutor, who was a whack job, the real life prosecutor was a whack job, said it was his intent to live old enough for these records to be released so his kid can see what's going on. I want to know what my kid is going to, how history will paint these people. I want to know how my kid will go back and look at these people and see this is what happened my father's lifetime. You know,
that's good. Yeah. All right, so on that very good note, we're gonna go to five questions.
Yeah.
So it's five more questions because it's his third time. Is that what's happening, or what do we do? We don't even know.
What we were gonna do is we were each gonna do a question. That everybody else answers.
I like that.
And then we solicited a question online.
Yes, we did solicit a question online.
And we're going to read one question from... So there will be five questions.
All right.
We each have to do one. And then...
But I have five more questions. I'll use that for the next episode.
So,
Who knows?
I got to think because Ron actually asked the question I was going to ask. So, which was, what conspiracy theory do you actually... Do you actually maybe buy into a little bit?
He yoinked your question.
So I can go first.
I have psychic power.
All right. I will go first. I will go first. Okay, so I was thinking of like types of quackery. If you could eliminate from the national, from the global consciousness, one type of quackery, and I don't mean like anti-vax. I mean like something where they're actively trying to sell you on it, like psychics or homeopathy or something like that. If you could remove one, what would it be?
All of CAM. Which? All of complementary and alternative medicine. All of it.
All of the alternative of medicine?
Like homeopathy.
All homeopathy.
I want science-based, evidence-based medicine, period.
What about like Chinese herbal medicine? Gone?
Nope.
No, well, what about, okay. What about like the suction cups and what's acupuncture?
The evidence say? What does the evidence say?
Oh, okay.
All right.
What does the evidence say? That's yeah. But you know, one of the questions that I've always asked before is, you know, if you could, people ask as a motivational question, if you could do one thing in the world, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And mine is remove religion and the need for religion. And that's where you run into. Yeah. People need to have this alternative medicine, and I don't understand why. I don't know, understand what need it fills, but it fills a need. Look, there's antibiotics. This will cure your problem. Oh, no, you've got chronic Lyme disease. You've got chronic Lyme disease that you can't diagnose because it's the special, magical, undiagnosable chronic Lyme disease that you need to take this other modality for.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hurting my head.
Yeah. All right, Nick, what about you?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I was going to say, like, Reiki, like non-touching massage, where they move your energy. I have a friend that does. He's a professional.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. He may be listening. I can't take it fucking seriously at all. And because it's massage without any touch. You're moving their energies around. Could there be a possible more bullshit thing than a non-touching massage?
Do you get a non-touching happy ending on that
it's,
one?
It's like when I saw this sign when I was a kid for no-touch car wash, and I was just baffled how the cars were coming out clean. I couldn't figure out what they were doing to the dirt. Were they atomizing it? I was very confused. All right, yours, Nick.
I would get rid of psychic readings. I'm even going to group it out of like palmistry and tarot because at least in palmistry and tarot you can put in some bullshit about lines on your hands and what the cards say. But psychic readings is literally just somebody sitting there talking to you and just figuring out from what
it's
you're
just
saying.
Cold reading.
Yeah. Cold reading. And to me, that's the biggest bunch of bullshit ever. It angers me because there's money involved.
Oh, yeah. I want to take a cold reading class so bad.
People are putting money on the table to have somebody just pretend to know what's going on in their life.
Do you think that that's a need in us? Do you think that there's an evolutionary need for us to give away part of ourselves to buy the illusion of something else?
Well, I'm not going to say, I don't know if it's evolutionary or not. I think that maybe there's that desire in us to know more than, we want order the chaos. And a psychic provides order because there's order if somebody can look at you and predict what's going to happen next.
Or there's control. So either I know what's going to happen, so I respond to it accordingly, or I give up control so I don't have to respond accordingly.
And I'm super skeptical about evolutionary psychology since there's a panel at Convergence that a bunch of scientists run that we didn't get to see, but someone recorded it, and so I watched a YouTube video of it. And like stuff like, is there an evolutionary need for blah? Do we feel this way, blah, because of genetics? Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of that's kind of bullshit or really hard to prove or not as strong as people say.
This will give me my second question because I don't have one until right now.
Second question. Right.
Is psychology a hard science?
Dude.
Some of it.
Let's make it easy. Let's just open up a whole other podcast.
I don't think so because I think that so much of it is... Now, hold on. Psychology or psychiatry?
I'm going with psychology. Psychiatry implies you're doing medicinal modalities to fix a particular problem.
Okay.
It's chiropractic for the soul.
I don't think anyone says psychology is a hard science.
Actually, they are claiming that it is.
Ooh.
You know?
Psychologists.
No, because psychiatry, clearly. Like, psychiatry, I mean, I had, you know, like, the stuff that, like, ECT, that kind of thing, that's fucking science. You have to know what you're doing to make anything like that even close to...
I don't know
why it works.
I think there's a gray area there, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think clearly some of it's reproducible, some of it's, you know, you know, testable, predictable, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, but I think there's some of it, it's like, no.
Oh, for sure. They tell you when you go on psychopharmaceuticals, they tell you that they don't know why or how they work, they just know that they work, so take them. It's very
about some chemicals with
about
some
a lot of it. It's
how much of the, let's go steer clear from the pharmaceuticals and just go back to the psychological therapy, for example. It's been proven that you can affect the outcome of patients just by having more nurse paying attention to them.
Yeah,
is it the same thing?
No, I think it's,
I don't know.
I don't think I can define that as a hard science because you can't reproduce a hypothesis.
Exactly.
Each person is different. There's no way to have a constant. You couldn't take one thing and say, this works for all people.
Yeah.
but you can with most other with all yeah, a lot
except,
of other
except
stuff.
Some of it you can like look at desensitization. Okay, you have a phobia of snakes, or we every day think of a snake, and now think of a snake next to you, and now here's a snake
aversion
next to
therapy.
You. You know,
I
you
don't
know.
Think that would work for me.
It's works for nine. I don't know the number.
Yeah.
It works for almost everybody.
Almost but, is not. I'm just.
But it is
well,
reproducible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
that's
like,
true. That's true.
Like. If it has like a 95% success rate, I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
just good enough to be a medicine. Yeah.
What do you think, Tim? No idea?
I'm not enough of an expert on psychology to offer an opinion.
All right.
I mean, that's me being a pussy, but...
Yeah, all right. So who has question three?
I've got one. It's
all right.
More of a nerdy question.
Oh, that's
good.
Cool.
So if you could have the perfect execution of a media transition of a story that you like... So, like, if it's a book, it could be a movie or a comic or whatever, or a movie to book or you know, whatever,
yeah.
or a comic to book, doesn't matter. What would you your source and what would be the media?
Ron's raising his
raising
hand.
My hand.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Pick,
please,
me, pick me,
please.
Pick me, pick me. The Elric books. Elric and Melinda Benet as a movie.
Sure.
Fuck. Oh, no, no.
A series of movies.
No. As the replacement for Game of Thrones.
Oh, as the HBO
series? As HBO
series?
Special with boobs and everything.
That's what I was going to say was The Dark Tower, but as an HBO series.
Yeah.
Huh. All seven books.
Yeah.
It would be seven seasons, maybe eight.
This is really hard because I'm not a reader. So
what if someone could take, like...
A movie
like,
and make it a stage musical.
Someone could take, like Indiana Jones and make, like, the best fucking novel out of it.
That would be awesome. But How about this? I would love to see somebody make a kick butt Doctor Who movie.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
fine. I mean,
yeah.
Just that would be awesome.
A perfect.
I'm embarrassed to admit my doctor to this point. My doctor is still Tom Baker.
Mine too.
That's all right.
I just got the
nobody,
for birthday.
Nobody holds that against you, man.
Thanks. I just got for my birthday the first of the new series, the first season
mm-hmm.
of the new series. And
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah.
And. I hate to admit how late I came aboard with Sherlock, but
Sherlock is great. It's so good.
I would really want an Avengers like mini series.
Oh
like,
yeah,
series, like the way they do American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Where it's like they do a series here and a series there. It'd be like runs of comic book stories,
yep.
but like as a TV
totally,
show.
Totally,
that'd be awesome.
As Avengers, I would. Fucking love that.
And just popped in my head was it would be awesome if they could make like a series of books out of Sherlock.
Boy.
Well, they gotta think of that one.
All right, Tim, question number four.
Oh my god, I've been trying to I had one and now I forgot it. Alright, so movie that came out this summer.
Yeah.
That everybody hated that you liked.
That everybody hated that I liked.
That has a lot of negative energy around it that you liked anyway. Yeah.
If they let me re-edit it, I could have made a Lone Ranger work.
I didn't see Lone Ranger. I hated the preview so much.
It's not as bad as you want. Here's all the problems. It needed to be 30 minutes shorter. You need to, as much as I like her, you need to get rid of Helena Bonham Carter's character and her storyline. That junked it up. You need to get rid of the drag queen character. He's got to go. And some of the Indian massacre needs to go. And don't start and end with a train chase. But other than that, there were parts of it that were fine. Armie Hammer is lovely. I had no problem at all with Johnny Depp as Tonto. There were things about it that were lovely. They should have let me in there to fix it.
A lot of people didn't like Star Trek Into Darkness. And
yeah.
They're all fucking wrong.
I loved that movie. I really enjoyed
Into Darkness.
Now I just saw that.
I don't think Into Darkness is perfect.
No.
Not as good as Star Trek. As the first Abrams Star Trek. But
I don't think it was
either. It's a little
too
tongue-in-cheek. Just like having Spock shout out the Khan thing and everything like that was a little bit too...
I didn't mind all of that. But
I liked it
What I minded is...
But I didn't later.
I could have done with a little bit less of it as an action movie and a little bit more thinking.
I liked it at the moment, but I didn't necessarily like it later is a very good description of that because in the moment, I thought it was all fucking awesome. And then it was only in hindsight, and not just because other people said they didn't like it. Other people said they didn't like it, and I was like, you're crazy. And then there were some valid points made where I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
This is weak writing.
Yeah,
this
no, you're
silly.
Right, you're right. It is a little silly.
I'm
a little annoyed that they spent all that time saying it's definitely not Khan. It's definitely not Khan. It's definitely not Khan. And it was.
Yeah, I liked World War Z except for the third act. First off, it wasn't World War Z. It was a great Brad Pitt zombie.
It wasn't World War Z at all, which is really too bad because I really wanted to see World War Z.
Did you see it?
No, yeah, yeah, I saw it.
He hasn't read it, though.
Oh, my gosh, read it. Even better, if you don't have time, get the movie tie-in extended audiobook, because it's almost
voice actors
almost unabridged.
Oh, great, yeah.
And it gives you the willies.
The one that I will mildly defend, even though I didn't think it was great, was The Wolverine.
I thought
it was fun. It wasn't fantastic.
It wasn't good.
The perfect Wolverine movie.
No.
It had all the elements necessary to make a good Wolverine movie, which is they did not have an origins. Wolverine needs essentially like two things, maybe three things to have like the core elements of the character. Wolverine is essentially like a very emo character. You need ennui for Wolverine.
Yeah, tortured.
He's a tortured soul that needs to be represented. You need drama.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be an action movie.
Yeah.
That said, you need to have some pretty fucking brutal violence because he's a murder machine.
Yeah.
I think usually in his stories, there's one of two things happening with his relationships with women. Wolverine's either a father figure, as with Jubilee, Kitty mm-hmm. Pryde. I mean, there's a lot of women that he's been like mm-hmm. the kind of like grizzly, distant father protector, or tragic love story.
Yeah.
And because he's got really fucked up relationships with women and always has, and that's kind of central to his character. That movie
also
had
Bone
all
Claws.
Three of those things.
Bone Claws.
And I really liked that. But the execution could have been a lot better.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll defend it.
I agree.
One of the things I've been very happy with that they've done with Wolverine's character is I expected him to be a lot more sanitized. And in the second movie, where at the school, he was straight up killing foot people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh...
Wasn't very bloody, it's PG-13 killing.
But he was still killing people. It's like, well, that's refreshing. I didn't expect that.
So we had submissions to Facebook, and they were all great, and we picked one.
The one we picked was from Matt Alex. How do you think the world would be different if there was no religion? I don't know if we're all... I just...
That could be a whole episode.
Nobody would go to jail for blasphemy.
I actually think that would be a good episode. I kind of want to expand on that in another episode, but
We talked with Tony Miller about consensual crime or victimless crimes, mm-hmm. and I feel like a lot of the legislation and persecution of that comes from not necessarily blue laws, but puritanical thought. I feel like we wouldn't have... Like, I feel like pot wouldn't be illegal. I feel like... I could buy beer on Sundays or a car.
Now, hold on. A world where religion was taken away, or a world that has never, ever had religion? Because if you think about it, the stories in the Bible of people raping and murdering each other are, you know, they're not just made up. I mean, like, so we came from uncivilized animals, and as society came and we became more civilized and had more... higher thinking, higher order thinking.
Are you attributing some of that process to religion?
I don't know that we can separate it. I don't know that there's a way we can say for sure that it wasn't people being afraid of being caught by the Sky Daddy after they died.
I think that you guys are entirely more optimistic atheists than I am. I think that if there wasn't religion, there would be something else to replace it. I think that we are tribal mm-hmm. animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are judgmental animals, and we vilify and whatnot the other, and so we pick a set of guidelines, and anyone who stands up, we pound the fuck down.
Yeah,
so
no pedophilia jokes in the bear stage.
So if what?
Nothing.
Well, fuck that little boy in
you're
the ass.
You're saying we vilify each other because there's a set of rules, and I didn't make a villain joke. I mean, sorry.
There's a South Park episode where Cartman doesn't want to wait for the Wii to come out, so he freezes himself and wakes up in the far future, mm-hmm. where the world is ruled by atheists and agnostics that are fighting with each other.
Yeah, whether or not we can ever know that there's a God.
And then there's a third group of atheists that are anthropomorphic beavers? Otters?
Yeah, I think otters.
Yeah.
So there's armies of atheists and agnostics fighting over whether or not they'll be willing to consider the fact that there might maybe be a God, sort of. And then two groups of atheists even fighting with each other. And I feel like, we'd probably be killing each other for other reasons. Mm-hmm. Resources. I mean, maybe reasons that some people could ethically consider more legitimate, like resources and territory and stuff like that.
Yeah, but But I think it's our nature to ostracize. It's our nature to include some in the group and exclude others from the group and to fight those
people. So then maybe what would be ostracizing are people that need glasses or people born with disorders or people that evolutionary don't have survival traits.
Therefore Hitler.
Damn you, eugenics! Damn you to hell!
Tim, what do you think?
Yeah.
It might be justified, wasn't
this covered in a couple episodes of classic Star Trek?
Yeah.
I think all of these are valid points. I think that the question is too open ended in some ways.
Yeah,
it's like
Matt.
To me, what I want is a world where religion is not a force to make anybody do anything except people who believe in that religion. If that makes any sense at all.
No.
In other words, I don't have a problem with what you believe, as long as what you believe is not something that's used to force me to do something.
As long as I don't have to talk about it with you, and I don't have to act like what you think is totally reasonable. Now we're getting into the problems where it's like, I guess I kind of do have a problem with what you believe, and if I have to address someone and they say, oh, I can't do that because if you eat that, you'll be punished by an imaginary, or by what I consider to be the all-knowing force.
All-loving father who's going to send you to hell for all eternity for eating.
But I want to be able to say, like, that's fucking stupid.
It is stupid.
Like, that's. Do you want to eat that? Yeah. I do, but I shouldn't. Like,
someone just today, actually, on this very thread said, like, you have to respect other people's beliefs. No, I fucking do not.
So I feel like, I mean, where Tim, do you draw the line with your beliefs don't have anything to do with anybody else?
You know, I kind of look at it as from a legal perspective.
Okay.
If your beliefs are affecting how everybody else lives their life, then I have a problem with it.
What about like a street preacher? Do you think that's somebody who should be allowed?
Proselytizing in general, yeah.
Would that be allowed in this world?
Sure, it's free speech. I allow free speech.
No, but I'm saying because you're saying the question's too open ended. So there's a world with no religion has no power.
Yeah.
What about like street preaching? Like, is that a type of power? Like, are you just hoping that in that world no one cares?
What's the difference between a street preacher and somebody canvassing for a politician?
Fair point.
Yeah.
Politicians are real.
They're kind of a construct.
No, that's good. All right. I'm going to wrap this one up because we have gone way long. Thank you guys. No, it's all of our faults. We're a chatty group and there was a lot to talk about. All right. Well, Ron, it was great to have you on again. And, it would be pretty awesome if we could get you on for a fourth time. We should try to do that. And we'll see if we have time.
All right.
Well, maybe we can. All right. I have been Geeks Without God. These assholes have just been here.
I'm Ron of the Tortuga Twins.
That's right.
You can find me at comichacksguide.com.
That's what I was just about to say. You can also see him on the Crown Stage at Renaissance Festival for the next two weekends, or I guess the next one weekend at
the
this point.
Yeah.
So get your ass out of here and see the Tortugas. Come to the 5 o'clock show. It's the best one.
I hear they're all right.
Yeah. I hear they're loud. That's all I know.
It's Terms with Geeks Without God. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and just generally talk to us. Answer our 5 questions by sending in your answers to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. And peace out. Yo-yo word. Goodbye.
So white.
Goodbye.
You are the whitest whitey white.
Well, I was raised in the suburbs.
Oh, boy.
Bye. Yeah, vaccines cause autism, and if you eat GMO crops, you get toxins.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Listen to past podcasts and catch us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. Follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod and like our Facebook page, Geeks Without God.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
That was like the longest ending.
Yeah.